Now, for some people, this is the end-all be-all on client selection and case selection. Who has enough money to pay? And if that is your criteria for case selection and client selection, this speech probably isn't going to help you a lot, but it will still help you some on some issues. We want to talk about the goal here from start to finish when we are dealing with potential clients. And we will talk about some of this, not just how to select your client, but how to help potential clients along the way. And that is to remember something out of the preamble of the Texas disciplinary rules. To remember that our profession serves society and our local communities. The preamble states in part, each lawyer's own conscience is the touchstone against which to test the extent to which his actions may rise above the disciplinary standards prescribed by these rules. And in the same section, the preamble addresses the desire for the respect and confidence of the members of the profession and the society which it serves. And that is the overall goal here in client selection, whether you accept the client or reject the client or send them on somewhere else. For most people, now these are, I represent individuals, this may not be true for companies, but even for some companies, this is often somebody's first experience with the legal system, and you should make it a good one. The first call, first questions, I don't know how different firms handle it, but at our firm, we are two attorneys. We are against huge law firms all the time, but we still handle our own intake. People who call us get to talk to an attorney. But part of this is helping them. And so the very first question, does anyone know what the very first question is that we ask when someone calls us on the phone?